Well, it's a great delight to be back here at Yoga Mendocino. So many familiar faces and such a familiar environment. 5 years have gone by since I left, but time is a bit illusory in that respect. So I think we'll just begin and carry through the session as normally is as it's normally formed. So we'll have a guided meditation to begin with, and then I'll offer some reflections for about half an hour, and then have time for questions and answers and discussion. We need to head down to the city tonight because we're Lumpo Pasanno, myself, Ajahn Kurundamo, and Venerable Tanavra are all flying out in different directions, at least we're due to tomorrow. So we that's why this session is a little earlier than usual, and but we need to be on the road by around 6, so that that's why we sort of got it framed in this particular form. But I think we'll just stick with the usual format for this time together. So I'll start by lighting the candles and incense, and then we'll have the guided meditation. First of all, before we try to steer the mind or the body in a particular way, take a moment to notice what's the texture, what's the feeling of the mind in this moment. Do we feel tired, alert? Do we feel heavy or light, cheerful, depressed? How is it? Similarly with the body. How does the body feel? Comfortable, uncomfortable? Hot, cold, somewhere in the middle. It always helps to take a short moment just to bring attention to where we're starting from, how the body, how the mind feel here at the beginning of things. There are many reasons why we can practice meditation, but I feel the most useful and meaningful results or effects that we can derive from meditation are to develop the quality of peacefulness, calmness, and a quality of alertness, the mind being bright and awake. These are natural capacities of the mind. We have the ability to be awake, we have the ability to be relaxed. Though in meditation we're drawing upon those two capacities, learning how to integrate them, bring them together, and to help our whole way of being in the world to be one that is easeful, alert, and attuned to the people and the world around us. Now, to establish those qualities on the mental level, then it helps to mirror them, to have them echoed in our physical posture. So whether we're sitting on a chair, on the floor, on a stool, however we might be, we can bring attention to the body and train the body so that it also, evokes these qualities of relaxation and also energy, alertness. First of all, bring attention to your spine, feeling the presence of your back, backbone. Without creating tension or stiffness, just invite the spine to grow, to lengthen to its full, natural, comfortable limit. So the body's sitting in an upright, energetic way. As the body straightens a little, as the spine lengthens, right here we can notice a subtle kind of brightening, a sense of more keenness, attentiveness, more alertness in the system. Then around the central axis of the spine, just invite the rest of your body to relax and soften. Relaxing the muscles of the face, neck and shoulders. Let your attention slowly sweep through the body, piece by piece. And wherever you find tension or tightness, consciously let yourself relax there. In the shoulders, stomach, the legs, wherever you find tension, consciously invite the body to soften, be free of stress. Slowly move the attention through the body, down through the neck and the shoulders, arms, piece by piece, inviting the body to relax, to settle. Letting the neck and shoulders soften. Feeling the trunk of the body, letting your chest be a little more open, letting the stomach, your abdomen be free of tightness. Let it soften, spread. As we allow the body to relax, as we loosen the muscles, notice the effect that that has upon our mood. As we loosen the tension in our shoulders or our abdomen, notice how our sense of anxiety or tension seems to drop a little, to fade, to diminish. And letting this wave of relaxation flow through the body, through the hip joints, down into our legs, through our knees, down to our ankles and our feet. Inviting the whole body to be at ease, fully settled, free, devoid of tension. The habit of the mind is to wander. You might notice that as you try to establish this balance of energy, relaxation in the body, one moment the mind drifts off and becomes sleepy. We find ourselves sagging, listless. Another moment our mind is caught up with worrying, planning, imagining. We find ourselves stressed and tense. The more that we can sustain attention in the reality of the present, then the more that natural balance of energy and relaxation can be sustained. If we're not paying attention to the present, it's like falling asleep at the wheel. We drift off. Drifting to the left or to the right. So to help sustain the attention here in the present, there are many different methods of helping to cultivate this, sustain this. But the easiest and most accessible is to use the natural rhythm of our own breathing. Without changing the breath or trying to do anything special with it, just let the rhythm of your breathing be at the very center of attention. And the qualities of the breath also help to encourage these same aspects of energy. The inhalation energizes the body. Fresh air, oxygen enlivens the body. The exhalation is nature's own relaxation method, the sigh of relief, letting go. So for this next period of time, set the intention to put the breath at the very center of attention. For the next 20 minutes, there's nothing we have to figure out, nothing we have to plan or remember. To just let the rhythm of our breathing be the single interesting thing, the single thing of importance in the world. Just for these few moments, put aside every other concern, every other interest. Let the breath be a signal, a marker for the present moment. And when you find the attention has wandered, if the mind becomes sleepy and drifts off, then there's too much relaxation, not enough energy. So we can bring more attention to the in-breath, the inspiration, inhalation. If you find the mind agitated and busy, creating past and future, figuring everything out, then I got too much energy and not enough relaxation. So, bring attention to the out-breath. Pay a particular attention to the exhalation, the letting go, that releasing dimension of the breath. Well, this way the breathing becomes a marker, an anchor for our attention. And we can begin to see for ourselves, the more the mind rests in the reality of the present, the more we're able to be in tune with things, awake and peaceful, in tune with the way things are, our body, our mind, the world around us. When you find the mind has drifted and wandered away, then make the effort not to dwell in self-criticism or annoyance, ideas of failure, but rather like looking after an active child, just patiently gather the attention back in. Let go of whatever the mind has grasped. Bring the attention back to the breath, patiently, gently, firmly. And in that moment of letting go of distraction, waking up, notice how that feels. What's the quality of being, the quality of our heart? When we let go, when the heart is free of entanglement, free of grasping, is awake, how does it feel? Let the clarity of that, the enjoyment of that be what guides us, encourages us. How delightful it is for the mind simply to be awake, free of confusion, free of entanglement, free of complication. be reassured that it doesn't matter how many times the mind wanders, nobody's keeping score. This isn't a competition. Rather like learning how to write, learning a musical instrument, learning a language. We should expect to make a lot of wrong notes, to not get the shapes quite right, to not quite get the grammar in a perfect order. That's normal, ordinary, to be expected. When you notice the mind has drifted, wandering away, lost in thought, fantasizing, remembering, drifting here and there, with great kindness, gentleness, bring the attention back to the reality of the present. Just as if we're teaching a small child, helping them to form their letters or to learn the words of a song or a poem, gently, steadily repeating, helping them to make the shapes. There's energy being brought to it, there's a direction, but it's based upon kindness. Action is being taken based on kindness, on caring. And then when that action is taken and the attention is back in the present, once again, notice how that feels. And the contrast between that and when the mind is caught up, worrying about the future, regretting the past, imagining, fantasizing. When we see the mind caught in those states, there's a quality of tension, stress, agitation. When the mind is awake to the present, unentangled, how does it feel? There's a simplicity, a freedom, an ease that's always here. When the heart is free of clinging, free of grasping.